Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today, before we go and start praying, I wanted to quickly just read this scripture from the book of Luke, chapter 18, and it's verse 1 through somewhere around 14. I'm sorry, not 14, through 7. So let's go ahead and just jump on in. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I do not fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" So Jesus is telling us to keep praying and be persistent, to not give up, be as strong as the widow, be as consistent and persistent as the widow. Don't give up in our prayers. Excuse me. And God will answer us and answer those prayers, and quickly. So let's go ahead and jump on into our prayer. Lord, I am so grateful for you. I am so grateful for the way that you talk to us, that you love us, and the relationship we have with you. You see, Lord, so often the relationship with you is portrayed as you indifferent, up in heaven, just sitting on a throne, and us lowly, one of billions, on our knees, praying for it to you, but really never having you in our life. But that's so far from the truth, because with the Holy Spirit you've given us, you dwell in us, you dwell with us, you hear us, as Jesus is saying, as the judge hears the widow, you hear us. But you're also the father of the wayward child who runs and greets us, feasts with us, breaks bread with us, and loves us. So, Lord, I just am so grateful that you, who created all, you truly are involved in our lives on a daily basis, intimately in our lives. So we come before you, asking Holy Spirit for you to guide us, for you to be the one that's in charge of our day. I just ask that Holy Spirit, you would talk to us, guide us, and that we would hear you, that we would commune with you, we would repent throughout the day, but more important, just as importantly, that we would talk with you, hear you, and follow your guidance. So Lord, I just come before you seeking out your protection, your mercy, and your grace upon our families. Our families are so critical, and it's such a difficult time in this world right now. I know it's always been a difficult place since the relationship with you was broken in the garden. But Lord, I just pray and lift up our children, our spouses, our brothers and sisters, our parents, and our grandchildren. I just ask, Lord, for that our family members, that you would be real to them, that you would be in their lives as you are ours, that we would know that you're speaking to them, that you're walking with them. And I ask for your angels to be about them, providing protection, Father. For those who are battling addictions, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would heal them. I ask that your mercy and your grace and your power would be in their lives. For those who are battling illness, other illnesses, seen and unseen, Lord, be with them and heal their minds, heal their bodies, I pray, Father. And those who love them, who are with them daily, Lord God, strengthen them. Send your angels to comfort them. Holy Spirit, just pick them up, fill them up, strengthen them up. I just ask, Lord, for our families to know you. I just pray that we would be good examples, that we'd be cornerstones in the family, that we would be able to be that example of those who love you, and that our children and our loved ones would see that, know that, and believe that. May we be your light to our families. Oh, Lord, I just am so grateful for you. You know, I love my family so much. I just pray for your mercies to be upon them. Watch over them. Watch over our daughters, our sons. I just pray, Lord. You love them more than we can, which is an amazing amount. So, Father, I'm just so grateful that you are in their lives. And again, I just pray for your hedge of protection to be about them. Protect them from the evil one, I pray. And Lord, I just ask for our nation, which is in such turmoil and difficulty. I ask, Lord, that you would restore in this nation your light. I ask that your righteousness would return, that people would remember our founding. They've done a very good job of removing all trace of the foundation of this nation. And Lord, I just pray that you would return that knowledge, that understanding of who we are, which is a nation of yours, founded on your word. I ask, Lord, for a revival throughout this land. I pray, Father, that we would get on our knees, on our faces, and pray for your forgiveness and your mercies. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would move, and that you, your angels, would move in a mighty way across the United States and all of our nations. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do. We know you're in charge of all, and that's your timing and it's your will. So if it's your will, Lord, I pray these things. And I pray that today, as we go about our day, that we would focus on you, that our relationship would grow closer to you. As I'm in my class studying and learning about you, I just pray that I would understand more and that you, Holy Spirit, would grow even more. I ask that at my heart and my mind would be open to your teaching, and that any preconceived ideas that I have, any deep-seated dislikes, opinions, that they would be made available to be removed or adjusted. I pray today, Lord, that we would learn to love you with our whole being and love our neighbor as ourselves. just come before you humbly, seeking you out, Father God. Thanking you and praying for you to grow in power and in completeness in me. More of you, less of me, Holy Father. I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.